Good afternoon. I'm Steve Conley for the Podium Finish, and we're joined on the phone lines by the driver of the number 34 Love's Travel Stop Ford for Front Row Motorsports, Michael McDowell. And Michael, I want to talk a little bit about what happened last weekend. Your accident late in the race was caused, from what I read on your website, a stuck throttle, and that's something we haven't seen much of. Have you got an understanding of what actually caused that from last weekend at ISM Raceway?
Yeah, for sure. When I came off of turn two, something happened to the throttle pedal. It just kind of went down, an extra 3 or 4 inches, and I realized that it was stuck wide open. So I was doing everything I could inside the car to try to get it unstuck. There's a what we call a tow hook that you can put your toe in and pull back and try to get the throttle, released. And unfortunately, it was just wedged in there. It wasn't coming off. And so, once we were able to get back to the garage and see, we just, realized that we had, just a part malfunction and, which caused the throttle to stick. So, unfortunate circumstances, obviously, not finishing the race and not getting the result we wanted, but, the other side of it, where it happened, it couldn't have been any better for me. Giving myself plenty of time and to figure out what I needed to do to not wipe out half the field. And then also, if it would have happened going into turn one, after you turn in, it would have been a much bigger hit. So I had plenty of opportunities to get it shut down and get it slowed down before I hit the wall. And so fortunate and unfortunate all at the same time.
That's what I was going to ask you about. It seems like that's a very fortunate situation that it happened coming off of turn four. So you could get that chance to slow down. But when they introduced the EFI system and the kill switch, and as you talked about the hook on the pedal, wasn't that kind of put in place to make sure that these situations we didn't have? Because it doesn't seem like we've heard about a stuck throttle recently or that type of issue.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, from the mechanical aspect of it, teams do different things as far as how that throttle assembly works. Some teams, use a cable drive, and some teams use, they still use a normal throttle rod. And as far as in the EFI system, there are settings in there that will help prevent those situations. And unfortunately, after looking at the data and going through that, we just missed the parameters by a little tiny bit. So, you always learn from these situations. So we were able to make adjustments to that, which will apply to not just my car or my team, but to everybody. And that'll definitely help prevent things from like that happening or making it, just the system work a little bit better.
Constantly learning in this sport. There's always something changing from one week to another. And speaking of changing, heading to California this week, you go from the flat 1 mile in Phoenix to the 2 mile oval there in Fontana. With this new rules package, which, if I'm not mistaken, this is like the third different style. Each track has had something a little bit different. Your expectations going into this weekend, or are you like everybody else? I have no idea.
No, I think we have a better idea this weekend than we did, say, in Vegas or Atlanta. It's not completely unknown, but, Auto Club Speedway is very different than Vegas or Atlanta. So I think we can predict what the car will be like and what it's going to do, but we haven't seen this particular package on a big wide 2 mile track where you have so much on throttle time, long straightaways. So there are obviously unknowns, but at the same time, it is the same package we ran at Las Vegas, so we have some experience with it and we can apply that. And I think that obviously this in Michigan and a few other places, I really feel like this package is going to, to shine. And I think that this weekend will be a great weekend of racing, and qualifying will be intense. And we look forward to getting out on the racetrack.
Now, that the qualifying that you just mentioned, that was what I was going to talk about here next. NASCAR implemented a new rule this week, pit road speed during qualifying, because we saw total chaos in Las Vegas. How is that going to change things with the way that you guys have to get off pit road and how quickly you have to do it?
I think the biggest thing is it'll still be chaotic. it'll just be more on the racetrack than on pit road, which, you know, is good for everybody. I mean, obviously, you don't want to put anybody in a compromising position, especially crew guys that are down there with, you know, without a 3,500-pound steel body around them. So, you know, NASCAR did the right thing in putting those things in places just to make sure that the drivers don't feel forced to do things like that, because when you're rolling down pit lane and somebody passes you doing 50 miles an hour or more, I mean, you just hit the gas and you go. And obviously the racing needs to stay on the racetrack, not on the pit road during qualifying. There's so many people down there. So, you know, it'll change things a little bit, but all for good reasons and safety. And, and we're all smart. We'll adapt quickly.
Now, I've had some newer fans ask me this week and talking about the drafting aspect with this new package and what it's going to do to the racing at California. You being in the driver's seat, can you work specifically just with your teammates, maybe like you do at Talladega and Daytona, or is this a whole different type of racing?
It's a different type of racing. So it's not going to be like Talladega or Daytona. You know, that style where you need help and you need teammates and all those things is not going to be the same here or, you know, even at Michigan or any of the other big tracks that we run to. But it's kind of like a hybrid where you want clean air in the corners, but you want the draft down the straightaway. And so that's going to make it challenging. You're going to have to fan out. You know, you're going to have to try to be behind somebody and then get into the corner and try to have your car, you know, car length lower or car length higher, so you're getting clean air on the nose and the car keeps turning. And so this is a completely new style. It's not something that we've experienced, you know, before. It's, you know, I would love to say that it's just like Daytona and you just try to find the right guys, but you still need to be fast in the corners, and in order to do that, you got to have some clean air.
Now, we've seen in the last couple of years California be called basically one of the better races throughout the year. A lot of excitement. You guys get fanned out, especially on the restarts, 4-5 wide going across the finish line. Can you expect pretty much the same thing, those restarts be that hairy and maybe even try to get a little bit more stuffed in there?
Oh, it'll be more. And I think it'll happen for 5 or 6 laps, rather than your typical 2 or 3 corners on a restart. I think that we just aren't able to get away from each other. The momentum is, you know, slower to build, but the draft is significant enough that you can stay cupped up. So until the tires start falling off and you start slip sliding around, I think we'll be all packed up, you know, for a decent amount of time. But just like racing's always been, the fastest cars are going to be up front, and whoever manages it the best is still going to win the race. And you know, and we're all learning this new package, which is fun.
Now, from where you guys were in preseason, how happy are you with where Front Row is at, your team as well as your teammates at this point going into race 5?
You know, my team in particular, the Love 34 car, we're pretty disappointed with just how these last 3 weeks have gone. We've had a lot of mechanical issues and things that, you know, that could be prevented and things that couldn't. And so, you know, Atlanta, we had a parts failure. And then obviously last week in Phoenix, we had a failure. And in Vegas, we had a penalty. And so all those things really hurt our performance, you know, and the result on Sunday. But on the other side, we're really excited with the potential and the speed that we have in our race cars, you know, making it to the third round in Atlanta and qualifying in the top 12. And David Reagan, my teammate, qualifying in the top 12 at Vegas. Our cars have speed, which is great. But as far as our group, we just have to execute and not have any more mistakes. And unfortunately, we've given up a lot of points and a lot of good opportunities, you know, these first 3 or 4 weeks. And we just got to get back on track. And it's a long season. You can't get down. You can't let the lows be too low and the highs too high. And we just keep plugging away.
Well, Michael, it seems like it's going to be an exciting race weekend this season, or this weekend, and the season's going to go probably just as exciting. I appreciate you taking a few minutes and talking about this, and glad everything was okay after Phoenix. And it should be a fun time in California.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Michael. Bye.